You probably wouldn't think a car wash would be the kind of place that pays attention to the environment, but this one is. It's trying to become more sustainable, putting back what it takes away.
What we'd like to do is we'd like to be a closed system, closed loop.
Frank Nicoletti is the manager of this car wash in Duluth, Minnesota.
That's the goal of the whole natural step, is to be closed loop, meaning nothing goes in or out, and you just recycle the whole time. Of course, that's how feasible that is, we don't know.
Nicoletti is trained as a biologist. He's the kind of guy who spends a lot of time watching hawks as they migrate across the western tip of Lake Superior. It's right across the street from the car wash. His concern about nature is bubbling over into his business. When a local nonprofit group brought in Natural Step experts, Nicoletti and a dozen other business people signed up to learn how ecosystems work and how they could operate their businesses more sustainably. They started looking over their operations from top to bottom to see how they could make them more earth-friendly. One big change they've made at the car wash is switching to a biodegradable detergent. That's not required by law, but it's one of the principles of the Natural Step program to reduce the use of man-made toxic substances.
Everything that's online here is non-persistent, so it breaks down in the environment.
As cars move through the wash, the first flush of soapy water is now captured in a pit below the floor and reused. The rest of the wastewater is treated at the local sewage treatment plant, so grease and oil and other pollutants aren't going into Lake Superior. Around the country, most car washes send their wastewater to treatment plants, and Frank Nicoletti says it's better for lakes and streams when people use a car wash instead of doing it on the driveway at home. Here, the used oil from the lube operation is another part of that closed loop he talks about.
We have two special boilers in our basement that actually recycles the oil and actually heats part of the building as well as heating all the hot water.
And the company recycles the cans and bottles they haul out of the cars they wash. They use the money from the recycled trash to give the people who work here a free lunch once a month.
I mean, the amount of trash that comes out of these vehicles is just unbelievable. I mean, what we're actually seeing, we're actually putting less trash in the garbage can now that we're recycling, which is a great thing. And we're also helping our guys out by giving them lunch once a month on these recycled cans.
That's another part of the natural step. It says a sustainable business will make sure its employees can meet their needs. And since they started recycling the trash from the cars, a lot of the workers are recycling at home now, too. Frank Nicoletti says he'd like to make the business fit in with nature even more by rebuilding the roof.
I'd love to make a butterfly garden up there, and that will actually clean the air, because the butterfly migration and the dragonfly migration through the lakeshore here is just huge. I mean, there are days when the dragonflies are going by, you can see a million of different species.
When they've finished a year's worth of training and work, the car wash and the other businesses that are trying out the natural step will share their experiences with others in the community. Frank Nicoletti says it'll be like a pebble dropped in a pond. There's no telling how far the ripples will go. For the Environment Report, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.